Welcome to Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings, with me, Greta Chamberlain, Yvonne Crayer, Lee Steimer, and the Realm of Beings. Shifting Impressions, which is one of the vehicles that supports the transmission of the Realm of Beings, is here to assist you in delving into your being by providing numerous topics and discussions for you to intake as you deepen your connection with your inner world. Shifting Impressions is here to assist you in strengthening yourself as you excavate to understand your true nature. Lee, Yvonne, and myself with the Realm of Beings eagerly invite you to join us today and learn to shift your mindset, shift your thoughts, and shift your focus to recreate your life and produce a new you. Shifting Impressions starts now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings. I'm Lee, and I'm here with Yvonne and Greta, and as always, the Realm of Beings. We are very happy to be on Transformation Talk Radio every Friday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 a.m. Pacific. You might hear the term realm of beings and ask yourself who they are and how they operate in our lives. You know, does everyone receive messages? We go over all of that in our initial podcast. So if you're new to listening, please check those out. These conversations will help you examine your life and your creation of reality. They will help you to shift your impressions and understand what you're creating in your life and how it shows up. In today's podcast, we are going to be talking about the quotation from the Realm of Beings, "Each one of you represents the oneness of the Force, not its divisions or separations, which are illusions." And I remember when Greta and I were preparing for the podcast, I got a little hung up on that one. And I said, "What do you mean? Is that a typo, Greta?" Because I said, "Each one of you represents the oneness of the Force, not its divisions or separations, which are illusions." And I said, "Well, you're always telling us that the Force is oneness, so how can it have divisions or separations?" And that's the mistake I made, because I forgot that we are all the Force. So we are representing, like, when we are divided and separate, that's what we're doing, Greta. That's the its, not its divisions or separations, which are illusions. Is that the its? Did I explain that right?
I think you did, Lee. I think the its is what we put on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's, we see it in divisions. We see it in separations, because that's how we see ourselves. We're reflecting how we feel about the Force, because most people don't see themselves as the Force. They don't even begin to accept that concept. And some people, depending on how deep they are into religion, they would think that that was blasphemous for us to even begin to say we're the Force. And then some people confuse the Force with God. And what God or Allah, however they defined it, they don't realize that the Force created that which we call God, or the Force created that which we call Allah. You know, the Force is the only thing that is. That's why it is in oneness. Everything else is an illusion for us, really. Because if you move to a different universe, you move to a different planet, things are going to be different. How you work with it, how you work with those individuals, their cultural framework, their familial framework. Some don't even have familial frameworks because they don't have families. You know, they reproduce themselves. You know, so they're the parent themselves to themselves. So it depends on where we're coming from and how we view it. But here in human life, it's important for us to see that we are the Force, Because then, you know, when you see that you're out of force, that leads you into a sense of oneness. Because everything is the force. So what is that but oneness? And it guides us into that once you get to that point that you can see yourself as that. Not deeply, you know, we can intellectualize it and say, okay, I am the force, you know, but then as we go deeper and deeper into ourselves, then we can recognize that as a truism, that that's what we are. But then if we recognize ourselves as the force, then we have to recognize everybody else as the force. That means a serial killer is the force. That means a prostitute is the force. That means a priest is the force. That means a medical doctor is the force. That means a policeman is a force. Everything is the force. You know, so it takes us in. It also, to get to that point, we have to go by way of unconditional love. Unconditional love leads you into oneness. Until you can deal with unconditional love, you are not. You're not seeing oneness. And we can see that that is not the case here, because look at the wars that we've had, the war that we're having presently, the genocides that are going on right now as we sit on this podcast in various parts of the world. So there's no sense of oneness. Divisions and separations. That quote says, "It's divisions, not its divisions." That means we're putting the divisions. We're putting the separations there. And both divisions and separations are nothing but illusions.
And that's an interesting thing to sort of talk about, because, you know, in our notes, it's talking about, therefore, the force creates illusions. If we're the force, like if we are the force, it is creating the divisions and separations and the illusions. It's all one package. And as we circle back, that's all for this experiential evolution, right? So May we all evolve enough to get out. I mean, is that the aim? Is that the goal, that we evolve enough as a species to try and get rid of these separations, so, and stop this kind of like warlike culture and hatred and things? Is that like ultimately where we're headed? Maybe.
I like how you put that word in there, maybe. You know, you can look at the world, the state of the world, and just different people that you interact with. And you can tell that we've got quite a ways to go, you know, but each one of us creates our own reality. So it's up to each one of us to decide, okay, this is, I'm going to understand what is the force. I'm going to understand what it means to be the force. You know, what are the components of it? How does it work? How do I work in reference to it? Because I am it.
How does it work? How do we work in reference to it?
You can the creation of reality. That's it. Because it creates. It's you know, it's like I think I stated in one podcast that there are holy books that say that we are made in the image of that which created us. In some way or another, they say that. And so what do? We're in a constant state of creation of reality at all times. We never stop. And that's the same thing. The force never stops. It's forever experiencing itself. And we are forever experiencing ourselves. We're creating reality after reality after reality. Some of them, we're jumping up and down and saying, yippee. Others, we're going, oh my God, look what I did. You know. So that's the thing. And we believe in separation. We've been taught separation. See, that's one of our lessons. One of the lessons, one of the important lessons of this, and it leads into oneness, is learning to love self, to honor self, to honor the divinity that is within you, that is you. Each one of us is divine. I don't care what way our personality is going, what decisions we have made with our personalities, we are still the force. We are still divine. And so is everything around us divine. Even a virus is the force. But we come together. Why? Because we want to experience lessons. We create each other. You know, like if you're really loving yourself, then you're going to be bringing, attracting people. It gets into that law that some people call it the law of attraction. That's been around for eons. You know, Alice Bailey was writing about the law of attraction back in the 1920s. So law of attraction is not something that people just came up with. Okay. So various philosophies and cultures embrace oneness in some way, some form or another, you know. But that is one of the big lessons for us, is to love ourselves. Because without loving yourself, as I stated before, you cannot even begin to understand what oneness is until you love self. Yeah. And seeing yourself as one with everyone, as one with everyone or every individual in existence. And when I say individual, I mean an ant is an individual. A tree is an individual made up many individuals, because the cells themselves are individuals. They are energy essences that decided that it was going to be a cell. So every cell in your body is a species that you can communicate with, that you can appreciate as it appreciates you. Yes.
I feel like if we, as a human species, culturally, we could just let go of our labels and our language about things, that it would be easier to know the oneness, remember the oneness, realize that there is no separation, realize we are the force. And when you were talking about separation, Greta, what came to mind was an image of, for two images. First, of what happens to an infant the moment the infant is born. It's connected to its mother, and it believes and swims in the mother's, the womb, the whatever's, it, like, you know, it's just, it feels, it thinks like it's one with the mother. And then you cut the umbilical cord, and then that, you know, like culturally, you know, it's like, oh, the baby's separate. And then it starts believing, it starts not remembering and not continuing as the oneness, starts being taught that it's separate. And that those lessons continue, at least from, you know, the way I reflect upon how we culturally, not every culture does this, but in our culture here in the United States, at least from my experience, you know, you send your little child to preschool, they experience separation anxiety. Right then and there, we as the adults should know better, that there's something, there's a lesson in that. Like, you know, can we go back and start, you know, holding a space for these little people that don't have these little humanoids that don't have a language yet they're learning from the adults in the room and around them and their teachers what the words are for this and what the labels are. And sometimes it would be better to take a step back and stop labeling people to make, in effect, you know, you label a person, oh, you're a drug addict or an alcoholic or this, you're, you know, it's shameful. And then they start believing in that and behaving as such. So the minute we can sort of undo that language and create a space for oneness, I think as a society, it would help. Yeah, that's just what I have to say right now.
Well, you know, I think that you begin the challenge of not realizing the force when you're in the incarnate stage. And I think people, like I said before, you can go on YouTube and listen to pre-birth stories. And some people say, well, they didn't want to come here. Okay. Recognizing the force, then there would be no fear. You know, because when you fear something, you're fearing yourself. If you look at oneness, if you fear something, you fear yourself.
So those incarnates, Greta, that say like these pre-birth stories on YouTube that you're talking about, I haven't seen them or listened to them myself. But so what you're saying is that people that experience that they don't want to come here, does that mean they're fearful then? Is that what you're saying? I just want to clarify that because I don't completely understand it myself.
When you listen to some of them, they will tell you that they didn't want to come here. They knew it was going to be challenging. They knew it was going to be hard.
They were trying to avoid those challenges, yes. Those lessons. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So they speak up at the incarnation stage. So when you're in the energy essence stage, you actually physically know that you are the force. So when that aspect extends out of itself, then you begin to think of something else, because the force wants to experience itself. It wants to have all of these experiences that each one of us supplies for it. It keeps creation of reality interesting. You see, that's why we extend ourselves out. It's like wanting, and I give this example often, you're playing checkers and you get tired of playing checkers, so you want to make it more interesting. So what do you do? But you still want to play checkers. So what do? You play three-dimensional checkers, which adds a little oomph to it. So we like to add oomph to our experiences. And it's okay, whatever oomph we add to it. You know, we want to spice it up, as Jacob said to us this morning, keeping it spicy this morning. Jacob is our producer. He was, Lee was giving an explanation, a feeling about why she couldn't turn on her sound. So she said something, and I thought she had really said it because I was watching her lips, and finally the sound came on. She told me.
I was like, oh, brother, you have extra talent of reading lips. But lately, we have come to our first segment break. When we come back, we will continue this discussion about oneness and we are the force. Listeners, thank you for joining us today. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling lost in this journey we call life? When you awaken the truth of your patterns, limitations, and beliefs, you can start to heal relationship with yourself, others, and your circumstances. I'm Ritika Rose, life coach, author, and speaker. My mission is to help you align with your most powerful, authentic self and transform how you experience your inner and outer world. Find the confidence and peace to live the highest version of your life. Visit RitikaRose.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day.
It takes courage to step into your calling and go for your dreams. Sabotage monsters can get in your way, preventing you from reaching your potential. You can choose to struggle alone, or you can choose community and support, someone to walk beside you, meeting you where you are. If you are ready to make real and lasting change, Coach Christine Clark is here for you. Find out more about one-on-one coaching and group programs with Coach Christine at sunglowtransformation.com.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Take us with you on your morning commute. Download your favorite shows and listen anytime. Just visit TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, listeners, wherever you are. We welcome you to our podcast, Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings, and we are here every Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, and we are here to discuss concepts that listeners may not be familiar with, but we are here to shift and to expand your consciousness and your impressions of what's going on in your life and how you can change things if you don't agree with what's happening in the moment. So today we are diving deep again into this quotation. Each one of you represents the oneness of the force, not its divisions or separations, which are all illusions. So just a little recap from segment one, we've kind of taken this apart and remembering that this quotation itself is a creation, our creation of the idea of division and separation. They're illusions. They are all illusions, because if we really did remember that we were the force, we wouldn't experience any division or any separation. We would remember that we are one with everything. So here we go. Chapter two, ladies. Let's see where we head this time.
When Greta was speaking in the first segment and she said, remember that everyone is divine. I like that. She said it to me about one person in particular these recent weeks. And I said, okay, remember that person is divine. And then as we were speaking this morning, I said, oh, that would be kind of easier to think that if you think that everyone is divine, I'd rather use that label for everyone than the other labels I give. Challenge. So I don't know, maybe that's a step. Just if you create something to come into you that's a little interfering or unpleasant, maybe just try and step back and say, we are divine, both myself and this other. And maybe that can help soften things a little bit in your interactions or your day-to-day.
I think, I'd agree with that. But I think that's very challenging.
Yes.
It is.
It is very challenging, but it's one of those, you know, one of those little things to be mindful of. Or, I mean, you know, even if perhaps you go down a road of judgment, maybe if you, that little seed could be planted. So if you start down the judgy road, if you say, oh, everybody's divine, it can maybe help turn you back a little bit. Practice.
You know, it's like anything. If you start saying it, thinking it, and start putting like emotion towards it in a, you know, like a divine way, I don't want to use positive or negative, but in a divine way, then something changes in your body where you're like, oh, that person or that event or whatever it is that we're experiencing that may make us a little uncomfortable in the moment. Yeah, like that language, that belief system, I think can really make a difference. I'm just, of course, speaking from my own experience, because, you know, it takes time and it takes work to face some of these shadows or these challenges that were beliefs that were are so ingrained in us. So yeah,
but that's how we create the reality, right? Through our thoughts, and then the emotions,
and the emotions that drive the thoughts. So
the intensity for the thought, right, to create.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, stop giving that gasoline. You know, that car, that vehicle of whatever that narrative is. Just stop going to the pump and filling it up. You know, just stop it. It just doesn't need any more gasoline. Because if you know, if you don't give it your emotion and you don't give that thought or that belief, you know, keep feeding it, then it's not going to be able to survive. You know, it'll have to change. It'll have to evolve into something else, which is what we're talking about, the constant evolution of the force and the experience. So the experience changes because it's not being fed anymore.
You know, I lately, for the last 2 weeks, and I mentioned this before we started the podcast, I've been looking into the Jewish Holocaust and World War II. And when you were saying that, I'm saying yes, but how is a person who's Jewish, whose parents have died in the Holocaust, how can they see Hitler as the force? See what I'm saying? That is so challenging. We've set up, and those of us who weren't even involved in the Holocaust physically, you know, I've never gone through the Jewish Holocaust. I just see the movies and I hear, you know, what my mother said to me, you know, when she worked in the post office, and she said she saw the pictures of what was being done, what the people were experiencing within the concentration camps. And she said it was really horrible. So that was her take on it. And I think if we look at it as humanoids, that was a horrible experience. But it's like, that is a challenge. That is a challenge for anyone who has decided to come into this world and to practice Judaism. You know?
Right. I mean, just like anything else, you know, of course, in the, you know, electing to be in that cultural framework and with that perhaps, you know, religious slant and whatnot. I mean, all of these things are lessons, right? So maybe if you elected to come into that kind of framework with this sort of legacy, I don't know. I mean, everything's happening in the present, right? But if that's your, maybe, you know, if the individuals of that collective can shift their impression of what happened, right? And can change their belief system to something else, which I know are you know, seemingly impossible tasks, right? But supposedly religion tells us that we are to you know, forgive those who, you know, have sinned against us or something, right? So, I mean, I know that whole statement needs to be unpacked a bit because no one can do something, but I mean, these are all lessons along the way, right? So mm-hmm. perhaps if the individuals in that collective can shift, I mean, what an unbelievable experiential turnaround that would be, right? So they can change that energy, right? And if that whole group could manage to actually change that energy, because at some point, and I guess that's the work, right? You have to realize what is the point of carrying around all of those, you know, that legacy of ill will, because it's just a lower sort of frequency, I guess.
Right. But at the same token, I see what you're saying, and I know what I've been saying, you know, see oneness. But that's a challenge, you know. Like, I came in here, I decided I was going to come into a Black family, African-American family, however you want to define it, and come in here as a Black woman. And with that comes a lot of challenges with it, you know, within that context. And I know that for me, I had to really go deep in self, because I was very militant, extremely militant, had to get past the militancy and then move into, let me take a look at everything, you know, on my journey. I created then, okay, I don't want to stay just in a militancy and that. I had to really, really work with myself and create everything to be able to step out of that. And then to see all religions as one, you know, that was part of my journey. And I journeyed by way of, like I just said, seeing all religions as one. The only difference is that social orders, you know, and I learned that by experiencing being a Baha'i. I created to come in contact with Baha'ism so that I could lose my militancy, so I could begin to come out of condemnation of the people that I created to challenge me, you know. I remember one day walking past this house because I was late going to school and I couldn't walk with my friends. And this man came out of his house. High school that I went to was in a white neighborhood. So when I walked past that by myself on the way to school, I was about, 15 years old, 14 years old. This man comes out of his house with a double barrel shotgun and said, "You come past me again, I'm gonna kill you." So it was like, okay, you know, dealing with fear, and I didn't realize it until I was an adult that I was in post-traumatic stress from the situation that I went to school in. It was very, very, very challenging. And to get past that, it took a lot. To get past that, to be able to see the oneness of everyone. And like I said, it started with religion. You know, like I've prayed in the mosque. You know, I prayed in the mosque. I've done Buddhism, I've done Islam, I've done them all, basically. Some of the early ones I haven't done. I have not gone to the synagogue yet, but I've been exposed to it a lot. So I had to get past the religion to be able to get involved into the oneness. Because see, religion really supports separation. It really does. If I'm Christian, and you're Islam, oh no. Or if you're Islam, if, you know, I'm Islam, then I'm going to look at you as a Christian, you know, who's Jesus? You know, that whole thing. So to get past the religion, I think is, I can share that as one step. And that is a huge step. And you can see that regardless of what religion somebody accepts in their life, it's okay, and that you're one with that. You're not an infidel because you're practicing Buddhism, you see. So religion for me was the biggie. And then from religion, then you get to see the people.
I agree with that.
You know,
and it's one huge societal structure that we've created as a species to keep that separation going. Like, my religion is better than your religion, and it's the only true religion. And what happens is that that affects everything, because politically, you know, then we have the political structure, we have the scientific structure, we have all these structures that we create, and they're all, at least from what I can see right now, a lot of them based on division and, you know, this party versus that party. Mm-hmm. This, and so, like, once we as individuals start realizing and remembering that we don't really need that structure to be fulfilled and to create the oneness and that comfort, that, you know, like that fear versus love, like to get out of fear and into love, we don't have to have that structure, that religious structure. We can remember that, and like you said, see people as they are, the energy essence, without necessarily defining people by that religion versus that religion. Mm-hmm. And at the root core of all religions anyway, from what I can see, it's love. So once you dive through all those illusions, we all get to the same place, each one of the different religions anyway. It's all right. The same course. So
I know my daughter, just an example of that, she would go over to our next door neighbor's house when she was young. She must have been about 7, maybe 9 at the max. And she came back home distraught. And I said, "What's wrong, Kai?" And she called, our neighbors. He was a minister. He had gone through school and became a minister and so forth. And he told Kai, "You can't go to heaven unless you're Christian." That's what he told my daughter. So when she got back home in that distraught state, and she told me what he said, and I said, "Well, Kai," I said, "do you know Jesus?" She said, "Yes," because I've exposed her to all religions as she was growing up. And so she said, "Yes, I know Jesus." I said, "Well, guess what, Kai?" I said, "He wasn't Christian either." So, you know, if that means that Jesus is going to be in hell, so you'll be all right. And she said, "Oh, thanks, Mom." And she just went off. Just as happy. As long as Jesus is going to be down there in hell with me, I'm cool.
So it's a matter of reframing, I think. Yeah. Whatever things are, you can always take a moment and pause and reframe it. And this has been really enjoyable for me anyway. I hope our listeners have also enjoyed the time that we've had together. And as our producer has been giving us a little nudge, we are getting ready to go on our second break. So don't worry though, because we'll be back, and we will have with us, when we return, the realm of beings. So please stay with us. We're on Transformation Talk Radio. The name of our podcast is Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings. I'm Yvonne. I'm here with Greta Lee, and we'll be back with the realm in a minute or two. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Amber, your weekly host of the Heart Leader Podcast, where heart and mind align on transformationtalkradio.com. I'm here with co-host Austin, and we'd like to know, do you have a passion to make a greater global impact? Are you ready to embrace leading with heart and love? If so, join us and our global community of over 1 million strong on this journey to become heart leaders who change the world. Each episode brings heart-centered connection, building stronger relationships, communities, and businesses. Take a deeper dive into what it means to be a heart leader. For more information, visit www.suivera.org. We look forward to seeing you in the Suivera community.
Are you ready for the real results you want? Don't miss the new show, Why Wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out with me, Georgette LePage. Join Dr. Pat Basile and me monthly to tackle topics that are often seen as roadblocks to weight loss. Each discussion offers you practical solutions for your transformational changes. Find out more about show dates and times or connect with me directly at georgettelepage.com.
Too many people go too long forgetting their true soul purpose. Join me, Gina Gale Gray, every fourth Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific in Savvy Solutions. Take the journey back to me with a freedom coach and oracle on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find your soul oceans now in my show. Learn how you can release the wall around your heart and follow your emotional being back to connection and compassion. Visit AnywhereMindBodySoul.com.
We are courageously expanding love on my new show, The Elizabeth Cunningham Show, every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join me and my guests where we talk about relationships, sex, love, and the ways we wish we could be but never thought were possible. Visit ElizabethAnnCunningham.com and subscribe.
Welcome back to Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings. We have reached the third segment of the podcast where we are joined by the realm to learn what they have to say about the quotation we've been discussing today. Realm, are you present?
Yes, yes, yes. We're all here.
Okay, we have been talking about the quotation today. Each one of you represents the oneness of the force, not its divisions or separations, which are illusions. What do you have to tell us today about this?
I think what we're going to say is that it's a repeat of what you've already talked about, and that is that everything is in a state of oneness. Regardless if you think you're in a state of oneness. So let's say you're here, but down here deeper, you are in oneness. Up here, and notice I'm going to use up so that people can understand, upward, or let me say more toward the outside of yourself, you are in separation. But the more you go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper in yourself, you are in a state of oneness. So that means that you're in a state of separation and a state of oneness simultaneously. What it is that most have these experiences that they want to deal with to just, what do you call that? Not enhance your lives. Make it more interesting. Like we heard Jacob say spicy. He wrote that for you all. So your realities that you create is your spice. That's what you're doing when you create these experiences. Some of them you wish you had never created. Others you're so happy about. But the thing is that regardless if it makes you sad or whatever, it's just an experience. It's not real in the first place. But your sense of oneness always stays with you because you're always in the state of being in the force. You're never out of the state of being in the force. It's the illusion you have in your brains that you are separate. That's all. It's just
like food. Spicy food versus not spicy food.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We even create our realities. I have no body. Our collective, we have no physical bodies, as you can see if you see us. You know, we're pure thought, which is the body itself. But then we see ourselves as the force. But we're a different representation of it. And we come through various people to speak to your culture of beings called humans, human beings. We come for that. But we recognize we as the realm of beings, we as Kryon, we as Abraham, we as the others that speak all over the world. We are one. We recognize that. But we have taken on tasks for our spice to be with you. To be with humanoids. That is really spicy. You know, I'm telling you.
Well, we appreciate that. That's for sure. At least I do. These conversations and these lessons certainly have made a difference in my life personally. So thank you, Realm.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And you can hear us all over the world. We're talking. You know. The ones that I've called are basically here in Western culture, but we are also in Eastern culture. We're all over the world speaking. The thing
I feel it's not just a matter of speaking too, because don't you come through writing and dancing and other vehicles of expression, human expression?
We come through creativity.
Creativity. Oh, that's a good one. We should talk about that in one of our podcasts.
But you are. But okay. Creativity is creation of reality.
Correct. Yes.
So you're always in a state of creativity. Mm-hmm. Just as you are always in a state of creation of reality. Creating your realities over and over again is exploration of your creativity. Regardless of what you create, it is still an exploration in creativity for the extension of self. And what I mean by extension of self, that means you're widening your scope of experiences. Like some of you want to go to the moon. Some are exploring quote-unquote extraterrestrials. I find that interesting. That's a separation, by the way. Keeps you separate from other beings. So this separation that you've created here for this place called Earth, you think it's such a biggie. Now you're extending it outside of Earth. Other species. And sometimes you use terms like aliens. They're aliens. That's a form of separation. You even use the term aliens here on this earth with yourself. They are aliens. They're immigrants. They're aliens. And now you want to move it into space. there's an extraterrestrial, that's an alien. So it, you're trying to move that separation. Keep it going, keep it going. Let's support the separation. We want to support it.
What about the UFOs? That's how humanoid some of us think about where aliens land in their unidentified flying objects, the flying saucers. What's all that stuff about?
Same thing.
You create, separation?
You create, absolutely. Absolutely. It's like even in your movies about space, space adventures, you've always pictured, you've pictured the other species in a challenging way as far as looking handsome, looking beautiful. But what is forgotten is that if you're creating that individual to look that way, and you see that individual as being odd, ugly because they don't look like me, then can you imagine what that other individual thinks of you? Because that other individual has its sense of what beauty is, and you do not match that. So if it is into separation, you know, some of the species are not into separation. They've evolved to understand that they are the force. They're getting there. This universe is being, is focusing on loving unconditionally. Many of the species here in this experience understand unconditional love. And they're at different stages of that. So they're learning the same thing, how to love unconditionally within their framework, frame of reference. You're learning how to love unconditionally within your frame of reference.
I think a good example might be pets, at least from my experience. My pets just seem to know how to love, how to give and receive love unconditionally. So that for me feels like a true statement that, you know, it's an experience within their framework. Like what we have a different framework than a cat or a dog or whatever pet we might have in our home. But they're still on the same path. Right? They're still experience, like learning how to love unconditionally.
Yes. And then sometimes there are pets that you don't. You know, some pets, they turn on you.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, so look what you created to be turned on. So the pet is showing, it's always create, support, support, create.
Okay.
But recognize you. Every, each individual, a tree, a cell, a rat, a humanoid, are all in the deepness. They see and understand oneness. It's that on your periphery. You're experiencing your periphery, which teaches you you're not one with anything. Especially that homeless person on the street. You're not one with that person. Oh, no. I'm not one with that person. You know. Oh, no. I'm not one with that prostitute. Oh, no. You see. Oh, no. That's what you, that's, that's something that's ingrained in you. Oh, no, no. Oh, mean. Oh, no. I'm not one with that Islamic person. Oh, no. You see. I'm not one with that Jewish person. Oh, no. But when you get past that periphery and you're in the deepness of self, you know that you are one with that person. That's why we've been teaching through this podcast that you're going deeper and deeper into self. It's not going outside of self and outside or getting a quote unquote higher consciousness. It's not about a higher consciousness. It's about a deep consciousness to reach the depth of your being. And in the depth of your being is oneness.
Realm, thank you for your participation in this last segment of another episode of Shifting Impressions. Listeners, thank you for joining us today. Yvonne, Greta, you've wrapped up another episode. Until we create each other again.
Once again, thanks for joining us at Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings on TransformationTalkRadio.com. As you have explored today's creation of reality experience with Lee, Yvonne, the Realm, and me, Greta, each of you is being supported by us in further developing the understanding that you are not just an individual existing in linear time and space, but a multidimensional force of infinite possibilities who is connected to all. So begin to create the realities you want. Join us every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Shifting Impressions at TransformationTalkRadio.com. So long until we create each other again next Friday.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.